Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it.
Yes.
I never could have made it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Hallelujah, 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 and hallelujah. Praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I truly feel an anointing. I truly felt the presence of the Spirit of God rain upon me in the name of Jesus as I start to reflect back on how God had taken me through so much and brought me from a long way, took me out of a dark place in my life and gave light and hope into my life. And I never would have made it without him. Oh God, hallelujah. I just feel good this morning. I feel good this afternoon. And I feel good this evening. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth with the Word of God every Monday, every Friday, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We read the Word of God, Genesis, Revelations. And then on Sundays, we do come with a message, praise God, at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. And then, praise God, we have a minister, Andrew Orlander, out of Los Angeles, California. But before I go any further, let me first give honor to God, who's the head of my life. And then I, too, want to acknowledge my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of the ministry of Monument of Hope and Deliverance, as well as Blog Talk Ministry, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. We thank God in the name of Jesus on today as we give him praise, honor, and glory for who he is and for all of what he's done, and for what he's done that has yet to come to pass. We thank God for that. We thank God for life. We thank God for the pursuit of happiness, hope, faith. We thank God for the love that he gave on us in the name of Jesus. As we read the Word of God, we want to also say God bless those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, AOL. And if you're looking into the archives, God bless you. Once again, we come forth with the Word of God, read out of the King James Version of the Holy Scriptures. And we bring forth the Word of God with the anointing and the presence of God in our life. So once again, we thank God on today. We thank God for just being God all by himself. Let us pray. Lord, as we come before you on this day, a day which you have made, we just pause to say thank you for the moment in which you've given us to share in your glory, to share in your word, understanding that God, you are God,
You are all powerful. You are the God that is able to make the dark light, the crooked straight, the dumb intelligent, the blind see. So we thank you, God, for the changes that you can take in the power that you have to make difference in creation amongst men. We give you praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done. We thank you, God, for today. Today, we thank you, Lord God, for families, for mothers, for fathers, for brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you for grandmothers. Thank you. And as we give you praise, honor, and glory moving forward, we just say hallelujah. Glory to God. And thank you, Jesus. As we pray for the ministers, as we pray for the elders, as we pray for the pastors, as we pray for the first ladies, as we pray for the women of God, we pray for the homeless, the hungry, the sick, the dying. We pray for those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We pray that, Father God, those doors that are opened up in your name, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us grounded, true in your word, honest and upfront, knowing the truth of your word, in Jesus' name. Help us to continue to let the words flow that were spoken by you. In Jesus' name we pray, give me praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Praise God. Here we go. Awesome and great day to be alive. We come before you on today in the name of Jesus on this May 4th, 2021. Oh, my God. The times are flowing. April, May. May 4th of 2021. Can you see how fast time is rolling? This is deep. Nobody knows what tomorrow may bring, nor the time when, or the day when the Lord Jesus sounds that comes in a cloud, and God the Father has straight sounded the horn, and here he comes. Here he comes. We don't think about how it's going to be, or do we? Do we want to get caught up in where you're at? And what you're doing, or do we want to change? Well, this isn't my moment of preaching and teaching, but it's a moment of letting you know that it's time for change. Change needs to come upon each and every one of us, one day at a time, as we continue to strive to do the best and be the best. My motivation and opportunity to give you on today is to stay strong and continue to press on. And no matter what it is that you're going through, if you trust in God, and if you turn your life over to God, and if you believe in God, we see throughout the stories of the people of the past, the men of the past, that when they committed themselves unto the Lord, they were blessed. The commitment we have on today is that though we fall, we still get back up. Though we sin, we ask for forgiveness. But many have done wrong. But in this time, God had all the power. All the power. And still does. But that was the time when he spoke to us. It wasn't all the time, but he spoke to us. And we thank God for the control that he's given unto Moses, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, families in which he's allowed to go into the promised land. We read about it more so and we continue forth. As we continue seeing how we were a stiff-necked people. Now it's the time, chapter 8, in the book of Judges is where we come forth on today. Again, giving God praise, honor and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Judges chapter 8. Let us read. And the men of Ephraim said unto him,
Why hast thou served us, that thou callest us not when thou wantest to fight with the Midianites? And they did fit with him sharply. And he said unto them, What have I done now in comparison to you? Is not the clean gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has delivered unto your hand the prince of Midian, or of the, and what I was able to do in comparison to you. And the anger was abated towards him when he had said that. Then Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, Give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Ziba and Zivana, kings of Midian. The princess of Succoth said, In the hands of Ziba and Zamana, now in thy hand, that we should give battle unto thy enemy army. And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord has delivered Ziba and Zamuna unto my hand, then I will tear their flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he went up tents to Pinu and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Pinu answered him as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spoke also unto the men of Pinu, When I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Ziba and Zamuna were in Karkor, and their host with them, 15,000 men, and that were left of all the hosts of the children of the east. For there fell 120,000 men that drew swords. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in the tents in the east of Nobah and Jabbeha, and smote the host, for the host was secure. And when Ziba and Zalmunna fled, he pursued after them and took the two kings of Midian and Zamuna, and discomfited all the host. And Gideon, the sons of Joash, returned from battle before the sun was up, and caught a young man on the men of Succoth, and inquired of him, and he described unto him the princes of Succoth, and the elders thereof, even 70 men. And he came unto the men of Succoth, and said, Behold, Ziba and Zamuna, with whom ye did upbraid me, saying, Are the hands of Ziba and Zamuna now in thy hand, that we should give bread unto thy mind that are my weary. And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth down the tower of Pino, and slew the men of the city. Then said to Zubah and Zemuna, "What manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor?" And they answered, "As thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king." And he said, "They were my brethren, even the sons of my mother. And the Lord liveth, if ye had saved them alive, I would have not slain you." And he said unto Jephthah his firstborn, "Up and slay them." But the youth draw not as sword, for he feared them. But the youth drew not his sword, for he feared, because he was yet a youth. Then Zebah and Zalmunna said, "Rise thou and fall upon us, for as the man is, so is the strength." And Gideon arose and slew Zebah and Zalmunna, and took away the ornaments that were on their camel's neck. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, "Rule thou over us, both thou and thy sons' sons also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian." And Gideon said unto them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my sons rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you." And Gideon said unto them, "I would desire a request of you, that ye would give me every man that earrings of his prey." For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. And they answered, "When we're willing, give them." And thou spare the garment, and did cast then every man an earring of his prayer. And the weight of the golden earring that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, because ornaments besides, and collars, and purple raiment that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about the camel's neck. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city, even in Ophrah. And all Israel went thither, a short whoring after it, which things because a snare unto Gideon and to his house. Thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of Gideon. And Jerubbaal, the son of Joaz, went and dwelt in his own house. And Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem, she also bear him a son whose name he called Abimelech. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in the old age and was buried in the sepulcher of Joash, his father, at Ophrah of the Ebenezites. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again and went a whoring after Balaam, and made Balaam Beareth their god. And the children of Israel remembered not the Lord their God, who had delivered them out of the hands of their enemies on every side, neither showed them kindness in the house of Jerubbaal, namely Gideon, according to all the goodness which he had showed unto Israel. Chapter 9. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto the mother's brethren, and communed with them. And when all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it's better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you? Remember also that I am your bone of your flesh." And his mother bring brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem all those words, and their heart inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Balaam Beareth, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went into the father's house of Ophrah and slew his brethren and sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jeroboam, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Milo, and when made Abimelech king, by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood at the top of the Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, "Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you." The trees went forth on the time to anoint the king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, "Reign, reign thou over us." But the olive tree said unto them, "Should I have my fattiness wherewith by me thy honor God and man, and go to the promote over the trees?" And the tree said to the fig tree, "Come thou and reign over us. But should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees?" then said to Jesus to the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto him, should I leave my vine, my wine, which cherish God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, come thou and rule over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, if in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely, and that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Jeroboam in his house, and have done unto him according to the desiring of his hand, for my father fought for you, and adventure his life far, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If ye then have dwelt truly and sincerely with Jeroboam and with his house this day, then rejoice, ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo, and let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo, and devour Abimelech. And Jacob ran away and fled and went to Beer and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. In the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jeroboam might come that their blood be laid upon Abimelech, their brethren, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem sent liars in wait in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech, and God, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren and went over to Shechem. And the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields and gathered the vineyard and trod the grapes and made merry, and went into the house of their God and did eat and drink, and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, who is Abimelech, and who is Shechem, what we should serve him?
Is not he the son of Jeroboam and Zebul, his officer, served the men of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? And would to God this people were under my hand. When would I remove Abimelech? And he said to Abimelech, increase thy army and come out. When Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Abed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messages unto Abimelech privately, saying, behold, Gad, the son of Abed, his brother, and came to Shechem, and behold, their father, the city, because thee fortified the city against thee. Now, therefore, up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in this field. And it should be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shall rise early and sit upon the city. And behind, behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem and four companies. And Gaal, the son of Abed, went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people went with him from lying in the wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, behold, thou come people down from the top of the mountains. And Zebul said unto him, thou seest the shadow of the mountains, as if they were men. And Gaal spake again and said, see, there came people down in the middle of the line. And another company came along by the plain of Monium. Then said Zebul unto him, well, is now thy mouth wherewith thou sayest, who is Abimelech? We should serve him. Is not his people the people that thou hast despised? Go out, I pray you. Now I fly with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before. And many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt in Elma, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And it came to pass the morrow, and he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid out wait in the field, and looked, and behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed toward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city.
and the two other companies ran upon all the people that were in the fields and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all the day, and he took the city, and he slew the people that was therein, and beat down the city, and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into the hold of the house of the god Bat. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech guided him up in Mount Zelma. And all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took all an axe in his hand and cut off a bough from the trees and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that went with him, "What ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done." And all the people likewise cut down every man his fowl and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Thebes and encamped against Thebes and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and to the fled all the men and women and all they of city, and shut it to them and get them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came into the tower and fought against it, and went hard onto the floor to the tower to burn it with fire. And the certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech, all to break his skull. Then he called hastily unto the young men, his armor bearer, and said unto him, "Draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not to me, not of me, a woman slay him." And his younger men thirsted him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man unto his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father, in slaying his servant, his seventy brother. And all the heaven of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curses of Jacob, the son of Jerubbaal. Hallelujah. Once again, that concludes the reading of the Word of God in the book of Judges. And we will pick up again on tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Join us with continued reading on the book of Judges. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless you.
Here, after going through, he praising